Good evening, I'm Rafferty Cleary. Expect clear skies tonight, a low between 64 and 68. Your forecast coming up in minutes. A Cookeville man will serve 30 years behind bars for raping a child. 33-year-old Landon Paul Powers pleading guilty in Putnam County Criminal Court. An indictment accusing Powers of raping his girlfriend's 10-year-old daughter 2 years ago. District Attorney Bryant Dunaway said a doctor found the girl to be pregnant during a routine doctor's visit. Dunaway went on to say that the investigation eventually identified Powers as the father of that baby. The victim delivered the baby at the age of 11 years old. Powers will be a lifetime member of the Sex Offender Registry and must serve 100% of his sentence. The DeKalb County Board of Education will accept land proposals for a new elementary school until the end of this month. Director of Schools Patrick Cripp said property within city limits would be most convenient.
We would like to keep our schools as close together as we can. It opens up utilities. There's more utilities within the city. You're not having to cut roads and sewer and electric and things of that nature. So, you know, it's one thing that we've put in that we're looking at is in the RFP.
The RFP advertisement states that ideal land would be between 25 and 100 acres inside city limits or within 5 miles of the city. Landowners have until September 26 to submit proposals to the Board of Education. The city of Jamestown will spend $186,000 to pave a portion of Main Street. Mayor Lyndon Baines said he expects the project to get underway within the next few weeks.
And it's going to be paving Main Street from right in front of the courthouse, south on Main Street to the city limits, right where the state paved 52 at, where they stopped, we're going to begin on South Main Street all the way to city limits. It's a pretty good project. It should have been done some time ago when we were trying to do it.
Bain said the city budgeted $200,000 for the entire project. State officials have named a Tennessee Tech graduate to the position of state veterinarian and assistant commissioner for animal health. Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner Charlie Hatcher announced this week the appointment of Samantha Beatty. The Jamestown native most recently served as the interim director for the Tennessee Department of Agriculture CE Cord Animal Health Diagnostic Laboratory. Beatty graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in Agriculture from Tennessee Tech University in 1998. She completed her degree in veterinary medicine at the University of Tennessee. With 18 years of veterinary medicine experience, Beatty will now be responsible for protecting and monitoring animal health throughout the volunteer states. An update to Cookeville's pedestrian and bicycle circulation plan will be completed soon. The city has posted a draft of the recommendations to its website, allowing citizens to review and make comments. Cookeville hired Nashville-based Gresham Smith and Partners to develop that plan. Company representative John Hooten said the next step will be creating a priority framework based on responses from the community.
If there's an area you think is a priority, we'd love for you to identify it as such. What we'll be doing is taking the network plan and then running the different improvements through this prioritization criteria.
Hooten said final steps would involve creating a schedule of improvements. Gresham Smith plans to release a final draft of the update towards the end of this month. A grand opening took place Wednesday for the Upper Cumberland Development District's new building in Cookeville. Executive Director Mark Farley said that celebration fell on the agency's 50th birthday.
And we're just excited for today. We're excited not only for the staff to have this new facility, but it's a big day for the region to have a new facility, not only for the development district to use, but for other agencies to hold their meetings from time to time.
The Upper Cumberland Development District began moving from its South Willow Avenue location at the beginning of this month. That facility operated since December of 1972 and could no longer serve the agency's needs. Midstate Construction began building the new facility in July of 2018. Farley said the 19,500-square-foot building provides more space for employees and includes over 100 parking spaces.
You know, it's one of those things, anytime you have something new, it just brings a prominence to it. And we're very excited. We have a very visible location sitting here on the intersection of 111 and 40. We think it's a very beautiful building. We love it coming by at night. It's really lit up and really looks looks attractive. So that enhances not only the scenery passing through Cookeville here, but it just brings a little prominence to the region as well.
Farley said the new location should also allow the agency to increase the number of programs it offers to residents in 14 counties.
Obviously, our goal is to take this new facility and to grow in it and to grow our programs. You know, the whole benefit of building a facility like this is being able to better serve our clients and to offer new programs, and hopefully we'll be able to do that over the next few years.
Farley said the new office is the third location the development district has occupied over a span of 50 years. The UCDD started out on the campus of Tennessee Tech University back in the late 60s. The new building is located on England Drive in Cookeville near the intersection of Highway 111 and Interstate 40.